Welcome to Story Time. This is Aunt Dee. I'm so glad you chose to join us today. When the Lord Jesus was here on earth, great crowds of people followed him everywhere he went. John 6:2 tells us one reason everyone wanted to see Jesus. Because they saw his miracles. Do you know about some of the miracles Jesus did? God's word tells us that Jesus went about healing the sick, opening the eyes of the blind, casting out demons, even giving life to the dead. Wouldn't you and I want to meet a person like that? It seemed everyone wanted to meet Jesus. Can you imagine how weary Jesus and his disciples became after hours of being pushed and shoved by the curious crowds? Why, they didn't even have time to eat. One evening, Jesus took the disciples into a boat, and they sailed to a deserted place to rest. Let's pretend we're relaxing with the disciples in the boat. Ah, doesn't that breeze across the water feel so refreshing? Oh, and it's so quiet. Instead of all the noisy people, all we hear is the sound of gentle waves against the side of the boat. All too soon, the boat reached the shore. The disciples were ready to enjoy a quiet evening with just the Lord Jesus. When all of a sudden, they saw, oh no, can you guess what they saw? Yes, it was that same crowd of people they had left on the other side of the lake. The Bible tells us the people saw Jesus leaving and outran the boat around the side of the lake. Perhaps the disciples groaned in dismay. The Lord Jesus was tired also. But Mark 6:34 says, "And Jesus, when he came out, saw much people and was moved with compassion toward them, because they were as sheep not having a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things." How much the Lord Jesus loved those people. He loves you and I today, too. After all, Jesus is God the Creator. He's perfect. He's holy. He's made everything. But he loves the things he has made. And he loves most of all you and I. He has compassion on us as he had compassion on these people. As the evening grew later and Jesus kept teaching, the disciples saw a big problem developing. Several of them came to Jesus. "This is a desert place and night is soon coming. We need to send the people away to their villages so they can buy bread. They've had nothing to eat." Do you think Jesus realized that it was late and that these people were getting very hungry? Of course he knew. But Jesus also knew the people had another kind of hunger. It's the hunger, the need, to know Jesus and have their sins forgiven. You and I were born with that kind of hunger too, that need to have our sins forgiven. Do you think boys and girls and that crowd of people disobeyed their parents as you do sometimes? Or got angry and said mean things? Disobeying, saying mean things are ways that we sin and displease God. You can think of other sins too, I'm sure. The Bible says, "For there is not a just man upon earth that does good and does not sin." That means everyone has sinned, including you. Did you know Jesus sees your sin today, just as he saw the sin of the people back then? God says sin must be punished. And the dreadful, everlasting punishment for sin is separation from God in a terrible place called hell. Jesus not only saw your great need to be saved from this punishment of sin, he also became the way you can be saved. As God's perfect, sinless Son, Jesus came down from heaven to die in your place, taking your punishment for sin. Can you think how much Jesus loves you to have done such a wonderful thing for you? When Jesus was nailed to the cross many years ago, it was because he loved you and me so much that he was willing to suffer, bleed, and die for us to be saved from sin. 1 Peter 1:18-19 says, "You know that you were not redeemed," or brought back, "with things like silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ." And verse 21 says, "God raised him up from the dead and gave him glory." Jesus came alive, went back to heaven, and today he's ready to help you with that hunger, that need, to have your sins forgiven. And Jesus wanted to help the crowd of people by the lake that evening. He knew their greatest need was not for food, but the disciples were only thinking about eating. So they urged Jesus to send the people home to eat. "You give them something to eat," Jesus answered. Well, the disciples were shocked at such an answer. There were at least 5,000 men out there, not counting all the women and children. Perhaps they spread their arms out toward the crowd as they said to Jesus, "What? If we had 200 penny worth of bread, it still would not be enough to feed all these people." In those days, 200 penny worth would be the amount of money a man could earn in 8 months. About that time, Andrew pointed out a little boy with his lunch, 5 small barley loaves and 2 little sardine fish. Andrew said, "But what is this little bit of food among so many?" The disciples were worried as they tried to figure out what to do with this impossible situation. Do you think Jesus was worried? No, because Jesus is God and he already knew what he was going to do. After all, the God who created all things and all people surely knows how to care for them. Calmly, Jesus instructed the disciples to have everyone sit in groups of 50 or 100. Then Jesus took that little boy's lunch of fish and bread, and John 6:11 tells us, "When he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down." Then the disciples and the crowds of people began to see a miracle happen. The more they gave out, the more the fish and bread multiplied. Why, the food multiplied so much that everyone in the crowd ate and ate and ate till they could eat no more. John 6:12 and 13 says, "When they were filled, Jesus said to his disciples, 'Gather up the leftovers so nothing is wasted.' The disciples filled 12 baskets with leftover bread and fish. Everyone knew they had witnessed a miracle that only God could do. Some said, 'Truly, this is that prophet that God promised to send to the world.' They wanted to make Jesus a king. Wouldn't it be wonderful to have a king who could heal all your sicknesses and feed you when you were hungry?" They must have thought. But Jesus is God, and he knew what the people were thinking. Yes, one day Jesus will be king over all the earth. But he knew this was not the time. Jesus quickly and quietly departed to a mountain alone. The next day, some of the people saw the Lord Jesus in Capernaum and began to talk to him. Jesus said to them, "You are looking for me because you ate of the loaves and fishes and were filled. Don't work for the bread that perishes, but work for the bread that lasts forever. My Father gives that true bread from heaven. The true bread comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." The people said, "Lord, give us this bread." Jesus answered them, "I am the bread of life. He that comes to me shall never hunger, and he that believes on me shall never thirst." Do you understand what Jesus is saying, boys and girls? Believing on the Lord Jesus and asking him to come into your life is the only thing that will fill that deep hunger inside you. That hunger is the need to have your sins forgiven. Many of the people that day did not believe in Jesus. Do you think they were saved from their sins? Do you think the hunger in their hearts was satisfied? No. How sad to know they turned and went away without the bread of life. Will you also go away? Jesus asked the disciples, his close helpers. Peter answered, "Lord, where would we go? You're the one who has the words of eternal life, and we believe and are sure that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God." What about you, boys and girls? Jesus knows your greatest hunger is for your sins to be forgiven and to believe in him. Without the Lord Jesus, you cannot have your sins forgiven and have everlasting life in heaven. Jesus paid the full price for your sin by giving his life on the cross. In John 6:47, Jesus said, "He that believes on me has everlasting life." Are you ready right now to believe on the Lord Jesus, that you may have that deepest hunger in your heart fulfilled and have his everlasting life? Then go now to how to be a child of God.
That's all for story time today, boys and girls. But don't forget to join us next time. And why not take time today to send Aunt Dee a note at goodfriend.com.